Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the Other Connor Podcast, a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Here's your host, Connor Halley.
Hello, Oilers fans. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Other Connor Podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network. My name is Connor Halley. You can give me a follow on Twitter at Connor Halley. Before we get going, just a quick shout out to our sponsor, DraftKings. Lots of stuff going on in the world of daily fantasy sports, namely the NHL, but we've also got Major League Baseball playoffs. You've got NFL on the weekends, as well as Thursdays and Mondays. NBA gets going tonight, and also PGA, MMA. Lots of fun stuff going on with DraftKings. Check them out. And when you sign up, make sure to use promo code THPN. It's a great way to have a lot of fun. Do so responsibly. Speaking of fun, well, the Oilers are having fun. We're going to have fun on this show today. We've got a loaded lineup for you. We're going to talk to Jason Strudwick, former member of the Edmonton Oilers, played in the NHL for over a decade now. He's one half of the Jason Gregor Show on TSN 1260. Strudy will drop by to talk about the Oilers' start to the season and what they can look forward to on the road trip heading down to the southern states. I'm also going to talk to Jeff Walker. He, of course, with TSN 1260, the newest addition to the TSN 1260 team, right now working with Matthew Iwanek on the Dave Jameson Show. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Walker8Jeff. And I'm going to talk to another Jeff, Jeffrey Ulrich of DraftKings Nation. He's on Twitter at The Fantasy Grind. And we'll talk to Jeff about some good advice that he wants to share with you going into this week with DraftKings. Lots of money to be won, and he's going to share some advice regarding the Edmonton Oilers, but we'll also talk about some of the top talent around the NHL. For those Edmonton Oilers, though, since the last time we spoke, a nice win on a Saturday night in the Battle of Alberta, taking on the Calgary Flames down at Rogers Place. And for the Edmonton Oilers, basically the formula for winning as it has been the last couple of years. Connor McDavid, 3 goals in that one. Jesse Puljujärvi, 1 goal, 2 assists. Leon Draisaitl, 3 assists. Connor McDavid was firing on all cylinders in that one. He would get the empty netter to finish off the hat trick, but he had 8 shots on goal in that one. So those guys, they're rolling from the bottom nine, I guess we would call it. I think he saw some good play, some things to work on defensively, some ups, some downs, and goaltending Mike Smith was just as good as you need him to be. Let's in a couple goals, but the Oilers will be able to outscore a lot of their problems. So, good performance for the Oilers on Saturday night. Always fun to beat the Flames on hockey night in Canada. And now the Edmonton Oilers turn their direction and their focus to the Anaheim Ducks, who they will play on Tuesday night. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, we're just a few hours away. Pre-game coverage on TSN 1260, Tom Gazzola, Matt Cassian, and myself. 6 o'clock today. And then the Oilers, like I said, they head out of town. They'll take on the Coyotes on Thursday. Then they've got the Vegas Golden Knights on Friday. Then they're off for a few days. So they've got a couple nights in Vegas. I wonder if they'll have their rookie party. We'll have to ask Strudy about that, see what he thinks. Get that rookie party out of the year early on in the season. But for the Edmonton Oilers, a great start to the season. 2-0, definitely some things they can work on. But I think overall, you're just looking at the results. 2-0 to start the season. could be a lot worse. Let's get to our first guest of the show today. He played a long time in the NHL. Now you can hear him on TSN 1260 Monday through Friday on the Jason Greger Show. Give him a follow on Twitter at Jason_Strudwick. Struddy, thanks a lot for doing this today. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you making out?
Oh, geez, Struds. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Like the Edmonton Oilers, I mean, there's a few things I could be maybe a little more picky about, but overall, things are going pretty well. The Edmonton Oilers 2-0 on the season, set to take on the Anaheim Ducks on Tuesday night. Struddy, just want to talk about the Oilers overall and your first impressions, you know, two games down, obviously the game against the Vancouver Canucks last Wednesday, kind of tailed off in the third period, but we're still able to get the win in the shootout. The game against the Flames, a little bit more like what you'd like to see from this team. Only two games in, but what has stood out to you from the Oilers so far this year?
Oh, the pressure they're putting up. You know, they're with the additions of Hyman and Fogel, Cassian looks re-energized. Yes, Puljujarvi is a more confident player. You know, that's four of your top nine wingers, or whatever you want to call it, that are getting up on that puck and making things happen. And I think that is something that is so important. It's so disruptive as a team. You know that you're going to be feeling pressure. And it's not even being run over. It's just getting feeling pressure and having to change what you're trying to do. Then if you do stall out the D, you're able to take the puck. And how many times have we seen Warren Fogle in these first two games take it hard to net, or Derek Ryan standing in front, or Cassian? Like, these are Puljujärvi in front, Hyman in front. Like, it's very, very good thing to see for the Oilers. And the way you know it's working is the way the Flames are reacting to the Oilers being in the blue paint. Fantastic, and they need to do that all year long, because it puts pressure on the other team and allows your more skilled, not that those guys aren't skilled, but your elite skilled players to buzz all over the ice with the puck, because they're thinking about who's going to the blue paint.
Struddy, I mean, I think you had a good point there, just talking about, you know, the pressure brought by some of the new guys, Zach Hyman and Warren Fogel, for sure. I see 37 popping up all over the place. When you look at a guy like Zach Cassian, and we've heard the kind of the chatter around him for a long time, emotional player, can really be brought into it, you know, in the bigger moments when the crowd's there. How much do teammates like Fogel and Hyman help him?
Oh, you see them do it, and you want to be a part of it. You get exposed when you start adding or start having, more and more depth in your lineup. When someone isn't doing what they're capable of doing, you're exposed more than a center lineup. So the owners are, their top line are looking good. They're looking strong. They're still, the fourth line is still a work in progress. I'm sure that'll be sorted out through Tippett and Holland. But that casting, he's got to be excited. You're playing with someone who is just like you. Fast, likes to get on the forecheck and take pucks to that as disrupt them. They're like the Bash Brothers a little bit, and it's exciting for him. And I think that's going to really keep him engaged many nights.
Struddy, we're two games in here, and Connor McDavid obviously doing Connor McDavid things. He had the hat trick against the Flames on Saturday. He's got 5 points total. Jesse Puljujärvi and Leon Draisaitl both with 4 points each. Different ways of Leon yet to find the back of the net, but the production that this top line has had, I mean, how tough is it going to be to separate them if and when that day comes for Coach Tippett?
I don't think it'll be hard at all, because he has the options for them to play with different players. Does Zach, if Draisaitl moves down to the back to center, does Hyman jump up there and take that spot? Does Nuge jump to the wing, or what do they decide to do? Like, there's so many options for this team to make it happen. But it's a great thing. You can even, do you keep Puljujärvi and Draisaitl together, mm-hmm. and throw Yamamoto with Hyman and McDavid? Like, you can mix and match. And it's truly, now he has options. Truly does have options. So that's something I think that he hasn't had. And I actually thought he'd start with them apart this year. They've started together. The other lines have performed well. So maybe see this ride for a while. But at some point, you'll see them split up.
What have you made of the second line when you have the pairing of Zach Hyman and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins?
Well, Zach Hyman brings an aggressiveness and a strength that is, it's different. Nugent and Yamamoto are both skilled players, but no one has as heavy a stick as Hyman. Hyman's stick is so heavy. So what that means is that when he's trying to get a puck or has a puck, his stick isn't lifted easily off the ground, or the puck isn't taken away from him easy. Nall's had a really heavy fight for the puck, and he brings that attitude, that line, and I think that stiffens that line's resolve a little bit. So it's a very positive thing for them. So you know, the first couple games have been great with him on that line.
Strutty, now you played 674 games in the NHL, I'd say the vast majority on the blue line. When you look at Darnell Nurse and just how far he's come, you know, going back to, you know, a few years ago, there was people that had questions about him. What do you make of his game, and how much further can he take it this year playing with a guy like Tyson Barrie?
Yeah, he's going to keep growing. I mean, I mean, he's had so much improvement. Do we expect the same level of improvement? I'm not sure that that's realistic for him. But I think he will continue to improve. You know, some of the areas I like to see him is, at times, just make the game simple for himself, right? Like, and, you know, we've heard him talk about a bit, and his coach talk about how, you know, sometimes just making a simple play is the right play. Conserve your energy, knowing when to jump up, knowing when not to, and that's all coming. And now we're talking about the last, you know, little piece of it. You know, he's at, let's whatever say, 90% of his potential or 95, but that last little piece is maybe the hardest to get. But you know, there'll be continuous improvement. There'll be still be improvement. Won't be as great, but it'll be those finer points of the game that will make the game easier for him through, you know, with, you know, that heavy part of the season.
What have you made of the second pairing for the Oilers with Duncan Keith and Cody Ceci?
I like it. You know, Ceci is just steady, and all they want for him is to be steady. Although that pass he made to Puljujärvi, that's a pretty skilled pass, so give the guy credit. But, you know, just be steady, make the safe play, and be a minute-munching 20-minute, you know, guy. And that's what they're looking for from him. Duncan Keith, the leadership, you know, he's got very quick feet. He's able to get, you know, for a defenseman for the Oilers, I think he's the quickest guy for me to be in a short distance. Very, very quick. And again, be a minute-muncher. He's been everything you've asked for him so far. He's killing penalties. You know, him and CC are making that second pairing solid. And then I think the emergence or the continued development of Bouchard is going to help make it that top four. Instead of top four, it'll be a top five.
I think, you know, just from what I've seen with TSN 1260, the inbox, and people, you know, on Twitter, there is that criticism of that pairing, and, you know, how long can they hold up? You know, if they're playing tougher oppositions, will they still be there? How much do you think you need to see from them before you say, you know what, I trust these guys as a bona fide number two pairing and someone who can be playing that shutdown role?
Well, I have a friend who always worries about getting water in his basement. And I'm like, have you done everything possible to stop it? He's like, yes. I'm like, why are you worrying about it? Let's not worry about it until it's a problem. If you've prepared properly, there, you know, until there's an issue, don't worry about it. So until I see there's an issue from those two people, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, we think about the goaltending last year. Oh, well, it's always going to be a problem. It delivered. So if these guys can deliver, let's not worry about it until it becomes a problem. The question would be, what would it look like when they do struggle? I think we're looking at maybe having a tough time making the first pass and spending extended time in their own zone because of, you know, poor choices with the puck. That's what I'm watching for. I haven't seen it, so let's not worry about it.
I like that, Strutty. Yeah, we'll worry about it when it comes. One more question for you with the blue line there. Evan Bouchard, against the Canucks, we saw him get out there 22 minutes. It dropped off a little bit Saturday night against the Flames, 17 on that third pairing. What do you think about Evan Bouchard so far, seeing him kind of being the full-time NHLer for the first time in his career?
Well, that's, you know, at 16, 18 minutes is kind of where I have him around. You know, Darnell's going to play high minutes, and the second pairing is going to be around at 19 to 20. So that's kind of where he was, Bouchard. But I love the fact that he's killing penalties. You know, I think he's been, if not the first one, he's been the second highest defenseman for killing penalties the first two games. So he's out there with Darnell, usually a start at all. So what a great way to get his beak wet. So that instead of, whatever way you say, 17 minutes the other night,
yeah,
that would be 13 minutes without that penalty kill time. So you're getting out there almost every third shift. That's pretty good for a young defenseman breaking in, and they'll just keep adding to it. But for now, that's a good spot. We know what Barry's role is, you know what Bouchard's role is, and everyone figures it out in there. So I think the Oilers should be really happy with where he's at, but they want to keep developing and keep pushing him to become the player that, you know, so many Oilers fans hope he can become.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, he was out there with Bouchard. I think he played actually 4 seconds more on the penalty kill than Darnell Nurse against the Flames, against the Canucks. They were both playing north of 6 minutes on the PK. Lots of penalties taken. So yeah, I'd like to see him out there, like, and throwing them with that steady presence in Darnell Nurse. I think it's been an awesome sight to see so far. And, I know you and I are both very high on Evan Bouchard working his way up the lineup in the next year or so. When do you think that we see Mikko Koskinen get his first start of this season? Do you think you wait a little bit and go up against the Coyotes, or could it be Tuesday? Or wait, it won't be Tuesday night. So will it be the Coyotes, I guess I should ask you?
Yeah, you know, I think at some point you got to get him in there. And Dave Tippett talks a lot about, you know, getting a guy in there and get him in the mix. So we saw that with Russell and Slater Cuckoo playing. You know, I wonder, will we see Tyler Benson at some point? Will we see, you know, he hasn't played yet. And then, obviously, the big guy, Mikko Koskinen. So maybe Thursday makes a lot of sense. You got to make sure you give Mike Smith those, not days off, but keep him fresh. Make him sure he can put his time in, both wherever he wants, in the gym or with the trainer or, on the ice with Dusty Schwartz, his goalie coach. So I can see that Thursday making sense. Once their schedule starts picking up a little more, including some travel, that's where you might see him a little more. But Mike Smith's played really well, and I think Dave Tippett really wants to have a good start. Banking those points early is so, so key.
Strutty, now, you know, we talked about the Ducks on Tuesday, then you've got the Coyotes Thursday, the Vegas Golden Knights on Friday, then 4 days off before you return home to take on the Flyers. What do you think the after party is going to be like? I mean, is that the rookie party Friday night in Vegas?
Yeah, it might be. You know, I think coaches want to get that out of the way early. And there seems to be a nice break there. And they're going to make sure they be respectful of what it's all about. They're all about winning. But, you know, those bonding moments are really important for teams. And, you know, some people might not want to hear it, but those times, especially on the road, to have a little time together, to work out and to have a good night out. And now we're a group. We've kind of gelled. I think that might make a lot of sense at that point. But, you know, the good thing is that they're playing well, and a coach is very much easier to reward them after that kind of a start, if they do continue to start heading into that Vegas game you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that anyone that's been a part of a team, you're always going to have more success when you're closer on and off the ice or on or off the field, whatever sport it is. So, yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. Now, before I let you go, you played in the NHL for a long time. What is the best city for a rookie party? Because when you played, Vegas wasn't an option yet, but what was your favorite spot for that?
You know, I didn't like LA and New York. It's so big. It gets spread out. I never liked that at all. I didn't like that that idea. I liked it. Like, we had one in Calgary. Like, the smaller communities, Nashville, mm-hmm. The smaller communities where you can kind of stay together. You don't want, the thing about rookie parties I always thought was important, for us all to stay together as much as possible, because that's why you're doing it. You don't need people find solo missions all over the map. So I really like that intimacy of a smaller community, because, like, New York, we did it one time, and my rookie party, it was awful. Like, guys, you know, we had dinner, and everyone was just gone. I may as well just gone back to my room and got drunk in the minibar.
Well, I appreciate your insight, Strutty. What do you think happens in the next three games here? How many wins do the Oilers pick up against the Coyotes, the Ducks, and the Golden Knights?
Well, I think the next two are really going to be quite, they should be wins, especially Thursday. I mean, against Arizona, they're not even trying to win. You know, I think if they could, they'd dress you and I in that group. I think the Golden Knights, even though they've got some injuries, I think they're still a tough out. But tomorrow's an interesting one. Like, the Ducks, obviously in a rebuild situation, pretty young group. Still inexperienced, but these are the types of games where you don't want to let these points slip by. You know, how many times have we heard a team say, oh man, we were 1 point short or 2 points short, whatever it was. These are the games you have to bank these points, because you're going to have a tough stretch in the season. Everybody does. But bank it early, get those points, especially at home. Then you move on from there to the two games on the road. You know, maybe there's some kind of a party there. Then you come back and you take on Philadelphia with a goalie who's still trying to find his game after a tough year last year in Carter Hart.
Strutty, thanks a lot for doing this. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Anytime, buddy.
Great stuff from Jason Strudwick, former NHLer. Always appreciate him hopping on the podcast here to discuss his former team, the Edmonton Oilers. And like we said there, going to be interesting to see what they do. I know me and my friends have had a lot of fun in Las Vegas for a couple nights. If you've got a few days off, you can probably find your way to some fun, and we'll see what happens there. Of course, they do take on the Philadelphia Flyers a few days later, so not too much fun to be had, but I'm sure the rookie party could be going down this weekend in Las Vegas. NFL fans, hungry for a big win this week? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's that simple. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Speaking of rookies, there's a rookie at TSN 1260 in Edmonton, a new guy. Haven't had a new guy in a long time. Jeff Walker recently joined the team to help us out, talking about those Edmonton Oilers, among many other things. And I got him on the podcast here. We're going to introduce him a little bit, let you know a little bit about him. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Walker8Jeff. Jeff, thanks a lot for doing this today, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. And for those of you who might not know yet, Jeff, you're the newest member of TSN 1260. Right now, you're on with Matt Iwanek during the Dave Jamieson show, but when Jamie comes back, Matty will slide into your chair, and you're just going to be the overall producer of the station. You'll be doing online content, a bunch of stuff. You've been here for, what, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, this is third week now.
Third
yeah.
week with TSN 1260. It. How's it going? Who do you like? Who do you dislike? How's it been?
You know, so far it's been pretty good. Nobody's thrown me in a closet or got me to clean the bathroom or anything like that. So,
yeah.
You know, so far so good.
Yeah, I mean, the hazing stuff has gone downhill.
Yes.
You know, Hernan had to do a lot of stuff, and I think we ended it with Hernan, so glad to have you aboard here. The Edmonton Oilers. Now, this is an Oilers-based podcast, so I just wanted to get you out of the way, get the intro in here for you. Oilers 2-0 start so far. What stood out to you?
So far, I like that they roll the top three lines. I love how they've got a little bit of balance there. So they're always going. They're always on the forecheck. You're spending more time in the offensive zone.
Yeah.
Less time in their own zone. It's been very nice to see. I'd like to see the fourth line maybe get a little bit more playing time, but, you know, at the same time. Right. If the first three lines are going, you got to keep them going.
Yeah.
And I also liked the defense pairing so far. I thought Keith and CeCe have played a couple of good games so far. Nurse and Barry, there's been a couple adventures out there, but like, let's be real. Nurse has been on the ice for 30 minutes a game. That's going to happen, right? So
yeah.
Overall, I thought they played really good.
You mentioned just rolling the top three lines. It's been good. Now, you're good with Drysdale and McDavid being on that top unit together?
I love that, right? Like, if you can overpower them with your first line and then maybe get some better matchups for line two and three, I think that's pretty good. It's good that they actually have some players that they can stick on a second line that can be considered a second line, because that's what they've been missing the last couple of years. They've just had that. If you put McDavid and Draisaitl on the first line, well, what do you have left for the second line? Right. This year, you can roll out a good line. They're producing. I love how hard they work in the corner. So that opens up the opportunity for the coach to put Connor and Leon on the same line.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, that was really evident last year against the Jets in the playoffs. As soon as that top line went off, like, Winnipeg would just come at waves and it was just nonstop. And then McDavid and Draisaitl would go back out there and it would look good again. And then, you know, the waves would come back at you. So that's a great point. Hyman and Nuge, I think those two having chemistry was a big deal for this team. Devin Shore looks like he'll get into the lineup now, finally healthy. What do you think he brings to that fourth line?
I like that, you know, first off, he's a great guy at face-offs. He takes good face-offs. I think he's a steady player. He's been in the league for long enough now that he knows his role. He doesn't try to step outside of that. So he brings consistency to the table. He's good on the penalty kill. I think he's going to fit in on the fourth line really well, and it's going to look good. Maybe you can get a few more minutes out of that line going forward.
Yeah, I'm with you. Looking at the defensive pairings, obviously, you touched on Nurse and Barry. I think, as expected, there's going to be some wild rides, and that's probably going to continue when they play stronger teams. There might be points where they're a little bit overmatched. CeCe and Keith, to me, they've been okay. Like, they've probably better than expectations. It's only two games in. We'll see. What have you thought about Evan Bouchard in his, I guess, first full season as an NHL regular?
I love that he's got confidence. Mm-hmm. You can tell that he's put the work in over the summertime. He's come in. He's ready to go. He doesn't want to stay on that third pairing, and you can tell that he wants to get some bigger minutes. And so he goes out there. He plays really hard there. You know, with all defensemen, there's been a couple of adventures out there, but overall, he's played fantastic. I love that shot from the point. He needs to use that a little bit more. And hopefully he does get a little bit more power play time as the season goes on. But I think he dictates his own season, right? Yeah. You know, you keep playing that hard, you get out there and you skate hard, keep putting the puck on net and watching your own end. I think he gets more playing time, so I love what he's been doing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, and I love what he does on the power play, although it's been limited. We've seen it in the past where he's just got that knack to get the puck on net, like whether it's just a little hesitation on the blue line, just being patient there. He finds ways to get it through. We know good things happen when pucks are on net. Let's look at the goaltending now. Mike Smith, obviously, the goal against Vancouver, the tying goal, one he said he lost track of, he wants back, I'm sure. But overall, looks like he's been pretty good. How long do you keep him in net before Mikko Koskinen inevitably gets a start?
Well, you got to think Mikko's probably going to get that start on Thursday against Arizona. But, you know, if you have a hot goalie, you ride the hot hand, right? Yep. Mike Smith looks like he's prepared for this season. He wants to come in. He wants to play. He wants to win. He does give up the occasional iffy goal, but if you're rocking a .951 save percentage, I think you're doing just fine, whether or not you let in a softie every once or not, right? So I think he's doing really well. When it comes to Mikko Koskinen, I've never been one of those guys to think that Mikko doesn't have a place on the team.
Yeah.
He's definitely not worth the contract, but that's a contract, right? You know, like you pay the guy, he's going to sign the contract, right? So, so it is what it is. It looks like he's worked on his glove hand a little bit, so I think that that's good going forward, and we'll see how it goes against Arizona. You know, Arizona is one of those teams, I don't think they got a lot of bite in the team, so you throw them out there for that. Really, right now with the offense, I think he can outscore a lot of problems, and I think that that's going to help with Mikko going forward. So I expect to see him in the lineup on Thursday against Arizona.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, you know what, Mikko could land the first three shots of the game. McDavid and Drysdale can, you know, even that up after 40 minutes. Like, they just have that ability to outscore little problems. Not continued problems, but the little problems, and hopefully Mikko finds his game.
In Arizona, they've given up, what is it, 16 or 17 goals in their first three games, and that's against teams that don't have Connor McDavid, right? So
didn't they play Buffalo already?
I think Buffalo took them down like 7-2 or something like that. It was outrageous. So, you know, like, I don't have a lot of faith in Arizona stopping Connor and Leon, so I think Koskinen might have a free ride in that game. But, you know, it's still the NHL, so you don't really want to look past a team. But if there's a team that you might want to look a little down the road, it's probably Arizona.
Well, tonight, the Oilers taking on the Anaheim Ducks. Of course, the Ducks have the overtime win against the Flames last night. They were down 1-0, and for the gambling degenerates out there like me, I threw a couple bucks down on them when they were trailing. They come back to beat the Flames, and Flames lose. I won money. It was a really great thing. But what do you think we can look forward to tonight when the Oilers take on the Ducks? The Ducks playing in the second half of a back-to-back.
Well, I hope the Oilers get right on them, right? You know, like, hopefully it's the beginning of the season, so, you know, Anaheim should still be kind of charged, but they're also a team that didn't make a lot of changes in the offseason, and they weren't really a great team last year. So you have a lot of young guys who are taking a step forward, so it's going to be nice to see some of that action, but I still think if the Oilers get on top of them right away, they're going to be fine, right? You know, like maybe put up a couple of goals, kind of like you did with Calgary. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the Oilers sit back because I've never been one of those guys that like to see a team sit back on a league. Keep your foot on the gas, keep playing, and you're probably playing Anaheim's backup goalie. So get some shots on them early, get some behind them, and I think the Oilers will have a good game.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I thought that was the issue in Vancouver, actually, or when they hosted Vancouver. Like, you're up 2-0. Why are you letting them linger? Get that. Put that final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
They were unable to do so. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this today.
Yeah,
really
no
appreciate
problem.
It.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Great stuff from Jeff Walker. Make sure to give him a follow on Twitter at Walker8Jeff. Appreciate him hopping on, sharing some insight into the Edmonton Oilers. And right now you can hear him on the Dave Jamieson Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 alongside Matthew Iwanek. Again, quick shout out to Dave Jamieson. We're all thinking of you, buddy. And that's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Other Connor Podcast here on the Hockey Podcast Network. As we've talked about a few times throughout this show, the Oilers in action Tuesday night hosting the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks coming off a big win on Monday night, taking on the Calgary Flames. They were down 1-0 in the third period. They scored late, and then they'd go on to win in overtime. After that, they head on the road. They'll take on the Arizona Coyotes on Thursday, then the Vegas Golden Knights on Friday. We'll have another show in between then, so we can talk a little bit more about that. For the Edmonton Oilers, in case you did miss it, Draisaitl, McDavid, Puljujärvi on the top line. They'll go with Hyman, RNH, Yamamoto on the second line, Fogle, Ryan, Cassian on the third. Devin Shore gets back into the lineup to make his season debut. He'll play with Perlini and Turris on the fourth line. Defensively, Nurse, Barry, Heath, Cece, Russell, Bouchard, we assume Mike Smith will get the start on Tuesday. Look for Mikko Koskinen to draw into the lineup on Thursday. And that's going to do it. We're out of here, everyone. Have a great week. We'll talk to you on Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Other Connor podcast. New shows drop every Tuesday and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts from.